Online Podcast 182. Hello, hello, apa kabar? Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Online Podcast. I hope you enjoyed last week's, well, Monday show with Andy Melton with our Fat Track blog that we started. In fact, it was actually, well, I say we started, it's actually Andy who started it. It was actually Andy's idea who, Andy who came up with the idea, and I really liked the idea, and so I thought, you know what, I'll tag along. And I really want to do something and want to have a place for it to document down so that I can be as honest as possible to with myself and also for other people to sort of, you know, follow that. It really doesn't matter. If nobody's looking at it, it doesn't matter. Because, you know, main thing is for us to be honest with ourselves and continue doing things to improve on our health. And we all know that American is a fat nation, and it doesn't matter whether or not I was born in Malaysia, you know, I live here now and I have the tendency of getting fat. And so, well, not the tendency, I actually already am fat, so I needed to do something. But anyway, I have a, oh, today, you know what today is? It's Thursday, it's August 31st, 2006. In fact, 49 years ago on today, which is August 31st, 1957, was the day that Malaysia gained, well, actually at that time, it was actually the Federation of Malaya, gained independence from the, from Great Britain, back in 1957, August 31st. So a little bit of history lesson for all my listeners. In fact, but before I go into that, though, boy, what are you doing? Go to sleep, boy. Boy, my kitty is walking around the desk. I don't know what he wants. Oh, you're so sweet. Anyway, I will be going on a vacation, so it'll be holiday for me next week. The entire week, there will not be any show. So don't come back. Well, you can come back, but I just, there won't be any show for you on the website. And I will be continuing the show probably when I come back from my vacation, which is probably September 11. And that's when I'm going to be starting a show. Well, September 11 will be the first day of, will be the Monday, which is when I usually post my weekly show anyway, right? So, boy, stop it. He's playing with the plastic, the paper bag, and it's noisy. Boy, go to sleep, go to sleep. Boy, so sweet. Anyway, I do have fun things to do. In fact, I'm going to sing. I'm going to sing because it is the National Day, we call it, or Independence Day. I think we usually just call it National Day. And a bit of history about the history of the song, the national anthem. And we did that on Penang Hokkien. My friend actually sent me a track of the national anthem called Negaraku. Negaraku means, negara means country. Ku is a short form of saying myself, mine. So it would be my country. And Negaraku is something that, you know, I grew up with, lots of Malaysians would know. We grew up singing Negaraku, just like how you sing the national anthem here in America, if you're listening to this in America, or whenever, wherever you are listening to this, you sing your national anthem, wherever you come from. And I will read the Negaraku lyrics for you on I got the information from Wikipedia, and the translation for the lyrics goes something like this. Oh, my motherland, the land where my life began. Maybe I should put a little bit of a reverb. Oh, my motherland, the land where my life began, where people live in harmony and prosperity, with God-given blessings of happiness. Our king reigns in peace, with God-given blessings of happiness. Our king reigns in peace. And then that's the meaning of this. That's the meaning of this, the song. And then there will be another one that is a more literal translation. So that would probably help you if you're following word, if you're following word by word. Negaraku, tanah penyedaraku means my country, land where my blood was spilled. The people live united and in progress. Blessings of happiness may God grant, and that our king may reign in peace. Blessings of happiness may God grant, and that our king may reign in peace. Now, the reason why we have kings in Malaysia is because we do, and we call them Agong. The long name is like Tuli Yang Maha Mulia Seri Paduka Baginda Yang Dipertuan Agong is the actual royal name. I think they've shortened it some, but I don't remember what is it now. But am I recording? Yeah. And so that's the long name. Now my cat wants to jump on my lap. Abap, abap, abap. Come up. No? Okay. So that is the reason why we could, you know, king, because before, well, when Malaysia was formed, there are 14 states in the very beginning. And then I think in 1963, if I'm not mistaken, Singapore claimed independence as well. And so they broke off as their own country. And we are then just 13 states of Malaysia. But we also have created Wilayah Persekutuan, which is the federal territory, which is Kuala Lumpur in KL. In fact, what is the other one? Port something. Port. Oh, shit. I don't remember that fact. Maybe I should go to Wikipedia and look that up. Because at that time, when we got independence, I remember, well, I don't remember what the Wilayah Persekutuan, which is what? Federal territory. Federal territories. Oh. Of Putrajaya in Kuala Lumpur? Is that right? Okay, I'm going to read this from the thingy. From Wikipedia. Peninsula Malaysia or West Malaysia or the Malay Peninsula shares a land border on the north with Thailand, which is pretty close to us, and is connected by, well, that was my commentary, obviously, and is connected by Johor and Singapore Causeway, not Costco, Causeway, and the Malaysia-Singapore second link to the south with Singapore. So north of us would be Thailand and south of us would be Singapore. This is only the West Malaysia, and that would be where most of the activities are, but there's also East Malaysia as well. And it consists of 9 sultanate states, meaning they are ruled, each individual state are ruled by sultans or sultans, sultan we call it, sultan. States of those states are Johor, Kedah, not whore, Johor. I know this is for Steve. The state of Johor is for you, Steve. Johor, Kedah. Well, it's not Johor. It's Johor, Kedah, Kelantan, Negeri Sembilan, Pahang, Perak, Perlis, Selangor, and Terengganu. Those are the 9 sultanate states, meaning ruled by sultans. And then 2 states with a governor are Malacca and Penang. So Penang is, we were ruled by governor instead of a king. So we actually don't have a king in the state, but the country does have a king. And then over to the East Malaysia, or Malaysia, Malaysian Borneo, because it's situated in the Borneo Island, occupies the northern part of island of Borneo, bordering Indonesia and surrounding the Sultanate of Brunei. And it consists of the states Sabah and Sarawak, and then the federal territory of Labuan Island. So I guess there's more federal territory. I don't know. Where did I find the federal territory? Let me find federal territory of Labuan. Maybe Labuan is what I'm thinking about. State and federal territories of Malaysia. Federal territories of Malaysia. Okay. Federal territory in Malay means Wilayah Persekutuan, is a collective of territories governed directly by the Malaysian federal government. And federal territories have equivalent status as other 13 Malaysian states. So it's like kind of like DC, you know, Washington DC, I guess. And we have three Wilayah Persekutuan. I guess Putrajaya must be new. Because when I was young, it was only Kuala Lumpur and Labuan, which is the one that I couldn't think of. And now we actually have Putrajaya. I guess Putrajaya must be new. Sure. Let me read more. Maybe I'll be able to find out more information there. As of 2006, all federal territories fall under the jurisdiction of Ministry of Federal Territories, which was formed under Prime Minister Abdullah Ahmad Badawi, his administration, on March 27, 2004. The first minister heading the ministry was Tan Sri Muhammad Isa Abdul Samad. I don't really know who he is. Currently, it is being headed by Datuk Sri Zulhasnan Rafikwe. I don't know. Anyway, if you want to read more, just go to Wikipedia and look for federal territory in Malaysia. But what I'm trying to find out is I thought there's only two federal territories, but now there's like three. Because Putrajaya is not one of them. But I don't think when I was growing up, Putrajaya was one of them. So all federal territories were originated part of two states, Sabah and Selangor. Both Kuala Lumpur and Putrajaya were part of the Selangor, while Labuan was part of Sabah. Kuala Lumpur was ceded by the state of Selangor to the federal government on February 1st, 1974, which is before I was born, a month before I was born. No, 2 months. While Putrajaya became the third federal territory on 1st February 2001, no wonder I didn't know about it because I have already left the country. I left the country in 1995. And of course, I went back, but, you know, the first few years when I came here, I'm like completely trying to absorb the American culture. Everything about America is what I want to absorb. And of course, at that time, I definitely missed the whole new Putrajaya became the third federal territory on February 1st of 2001. Labuan, which was a part of Sabah, became the second federal territory in 1984. That one, I remember that. So, and there are, you know, individual flags for each territory also. So that is interesting. Putrajaya is now one of them. Of course, I literally found out as I'm doing this recording. This is how much effort and research I put into. Ow, don't bite me. Boy, don't bite. As my cat is biting and gnawing on my hand. But I do have something to play. I'm going to play and sing. Oh no, wait. I'm going to play and sing Negaraku, which is my country, on the program. And let me turn on a little bit of a reverb so that it sounds a little bit better. And for those of you who enjoy my singing every once in a while. Oh, by the way, I'll be singing at the Plaza Art Fair. In fact, yeah, somebody wrote me about their brother going to have a booth at the Plaza Art Fair. In fact, I am singing on the classic stage, which is next to the Starbucks coffee shop, in front of, actually. The station's in front of a very tiny stage, but I'll be singing with another singer, Maria, and then Chris, our music director, as well as our accompanist. And I'll be singing stuff there on September 23rd. I usually don't tell people, I forget to tell people that I'll have a performance coming up, but this time I remember, September the 23rd, a Saturday, Plaza Art Fair. If you are in Kansas City, please come visit me. Come listen to me sing. There'll be a bunch of fun stuff that I'll be doing, some standard jazz, some little bit of Josh Groman-ish crap, and sort of like somewhat easy listening, fun, casual pieces that I'll be doing. But right now, I'll be singing for you. Negaraku. Negara means country, ku means I. Negaraku means my country. Nega. Shit, I have to restart. Sorry, I have to restart. Negaraku. Tanah tumpahnya darahku, rakyat hidup bersatu dan maju. Rahmat bahagia Tuhan kurniakan raja kita. Selamat bertakhta, rahmat bahagia Tuhan kurniakan raja kita. Selamat bertakhta. My battery fell. That was Negaraku. Negaraku. This is the country where I was born, where I was raised, where I grew up, where I actually had my first kiss. Oops! Not telling who. So lots happened. You know, I grew up there pretty much. I went through all but my college years there in Malaysia. So 20-some years of my life were spent in Malaysia. Now, I'm very fortunate because I get to experience living in two countries. And I've been in America for now, almost 11 years. And so I'm getting very close of becoming an American. In the sense that culture, lifestyle, a lot of stuff are very American now. The English that I speak predominantly sound closer, even though not exactly American, because I can't, because I am, I grew up with a different language, and so I cannot speak perfect American English, but it is closer to an American English than those English that I would speak at home. Now, I do change it back somewhat when I go back to Malaysia, unless I want to be snobbish. And then I would speak like an American and ho, or British. Oh, darling.
Boy, what are you doing?
And I would consider myself becoming very much like an American now. And, I'm proud of it. You know, there are people who I myself has sometimes have gone through this stage where I'm thinking, oh my gosh, the whole world hates America, the country, especially the government. And here's the time that I am thinking about becoming an American. And there's a lot of there are many reasons why I want to be an American. I like this country. I love this country. And this is where I started my professional life. This is where I started my love life. This is where I pretty much have most of my adult life are spent here. And so, but at the same time, growing up in Malaysia and grew up in that environment also gave me a lot of good things that I think otherwise I would not have experienced being an American growing up here. And when I talk about being an American, there are two things, you know, the American style, culture, lifestyle, blah, 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 and there's also the nationality becoming an American. And I do have plans to do that. I will be definitely talking about that when that happens, but I definitely do have plans to do that. And let me go back to when I was a child. Racial tensions, you know, we see that still in this country with this whole week of the anniversary of the Hurricane Katrina. Racial tensions are there. It is so obvious. It is so obvious whether or not it is due to racial or class that Katrina is the aftermath of Katrina would not have been this bad a year later if it were to have happened in a richer or a more white populated area. If you want to make it, let's just play with this idea that, okay, we want to make it a racial issue. But, you know, class and racial and ethnic and racial issues sometimes go hand in hand. It is sort of those vicious cycle that it keeps going round and round and round. And so I just think that if Katrina would have happened in, say, the Orange County in California, it would probably be softer or more money would probably be put in. Well, of course, this is my bias opinion. That I bet you a lot more could have been done. Plus, this silly war that's going on in Iraq. So much money is being spent on that war for not going anywhere. It's a wrong war to begin with. I've never supported the war. And of course, I have no voice. I mean, I don't have a voting. I don't have the right to vote. So that's why I kept quiet most of the time when it comes to politics, especially regarding the war and how the American government is dealing with it. I think it's a wrong war to begin. I personally think that there's no war that is right. And I'm going to go back and talking about that too in the discussion on my website, penanghokkien.com. I make a note on that because I'll probably forget. In penanghokkien.com, I write it down. Penanghokkien. I'm writing it down on this wrapper. Okay. I grew up in Malaysia, and so I've seen racial tensions between people of different colors, different racial ethnic groups. On the surface, I remember I was having this conversation with Madge beginning of this year in the restaurant, obviously, because we both like to eat. We were talking about how, well, he was asking me, or I mean, she was asking me how it is like racial tension. Is there any racial tension in Malaysia? And I think what I told him was that, yes, there is racial tension in actuality, in real life, but it's not something that you talk about. It is considered a sensitive issue, and therefore you just don't talk about it. But you talk about it amongst your own peers. You talk about it, if you're Chinese, you probably talk about it with other Chinese people. And so obviously I've heard some, being Chinese myself. Now, coming to America has really taught me a lot more about racism. We all don't want to be racist, but some of us are. And this is the observation that I got from interacting with other Chinese people is, and some people I know very well, and it is that they do have this sort of idea, which is racism. They have this sort of idea like, oh, most of this group of people are like that. They're lazy or whatever. Which, to me, it's a that's racist. And of course, I've heard those conversations growing up through friends. Now, I have to say that my family tend to be a little bit more liberal because we have a very especially my father has a lot of friends who are, because he doesn't speak Mandarin and he taught in his school and he taught Malay, and so he has many more friends who are from different culture and from different ethnic backgrounds. And therefore, we would go to Malay weddings, go to Indian weddings and all that. And if you grew up in a multicultural environment, then you tend to not be as racist because then children don't see colors. Children don't see race. Children don't see differences, rich or poor. And in that environment, as they're growing up, it's just another friend, you know, the other person is just another friend. They are no different. They're no different from me being Chinese or my Malay friends or my Indian friends. And, but the thing, the sad truth is, even though that is the case, and in the city, most people are more open and people would tend to be a little bit more accepting of other people. But at the same time, now, this is from people whom I know and people whom I thought was very well educated, they would make a very, very biased and very unfair racist comment like, oh, that group is very lazy. Oh, that group is about the same. They always cheat people, you know? And that is racist. And racism, I guess, comes from peers, you know, you talk about it with your friends when you don't know, when you didn't understand much, like myself, when I didn't understand the true meaning of racism I sort of know about it. I know that that's bad, but not until I came here to America is when I truly understand. Of course, I was also getting older and growing into more of a human being, hopefully better human being. And okay, Bruce called. I'm going to have to pause. Anyway, we're back. And so, and I don't know why I'm going through all this. Yeah, I guess, you know, growing up. And so I did find people who are very racist or make very racist comments about other racial groups, meeting Chinese friends of mine talking about other racial groups. That makes me very uncomfortable. And I do speak up. I say, oh no, that's very racist. And so if we are going to be, and there are a lot of Chinese because you know, the Malays and the Bumiputra, which is the natives, do have special rights. They have different rights in the constitution of Malaysia. And so it's torn, you know. Do you want to find it? Do you want to be equally and completely fair and 50-50? Or do you just want to accept the terms that you agreed upon, which is Chinese people and other races? Because we are immigrants and we moved to Malaysia. And when the constitutions were written, it was based on that. And so the Bumiputra, the natives, would actually have more rights than the Chinese or the Indians or and such and so forth. And I just think, I don't know, maybe I'm a little bit of a pacifist. I think we should make the best out of what we were given and out of what we have, rather than focusing on what's unfair. And there are several videos online that I saw recently that's really kind of awful. There was just a bunch of Malay kids, probably, I guess, hitting a Chinese girl. Yes, there's racial in there, right? Racial tension. And that turned quickly, very quickly turned into a Malay and Chinese issue in the school. And there are also parliament members, or whatever you call it, the ministers of whatever in Malaysia who made some very racist comments on both sides, the Chinese side and the Malay side. And there's always competition because of two different groups. There are comments being made in the parliament that, or is it Dewan Rakyat? Maybe it's, yeah, it is in the parliament too anyway. There are comments being made by this Malay MP said something like, you know, if you don't want it, you can go back to your own country, go back to China. And that is very hurtful. I can understand that. But at the same time, the Chinese people are, I'm sure, are also, there are racist Chinese people also, and there's quite a bit. And I just think that we sometimes have to sort of forego, let go of our pride almost, and just try to live harmoniously. Of course, it has to come from every single group. If it comes from one group, then it's not fair. But for me, as a pacifist, I think I would rather lose to get something positive out of the experience rather than, you know, fight until you die. There are things that you fight, like our rights, gay rights. We will fight. I'll fight until I die. I mean, that's just a part of me that I would have to stand up and speak up as a group. Now, if it is just something that you agreed upon, like the constitution in Malaysia, then you kind of have to accept that because it's something that you agreed on. And I guess I don't really understand too much, but I just want to say that racism still exists in Malaysia. Hopefully, it's getting... It definitely is lessened. It's definitely not as much as it used to, but their tension is still there. I would really like to talk to the other group to really find out more. And I'm only merely talking about the ones that I've been witnessing was Chinese and Malay. I haven't even talked about Indian yet. And there's a lot of racism comments made toward the our Indian fellow Malaysian, which is sad. And it makes me sad, really. I sighed because it was so sad when I think about it. But not until I came here in America that I learned the true sense of racism, and I learned the true meaning of accepting and embracing a different ethnic group, different culture. Open up your eyes for individuals rather than labels. On that same token, I was there. I'm very openly gay, even on Penang Hokkien. I don't necessarily talk about that or make that many jokes about it all the time because that's not the focus of the show. But in this show, I talk about it all the time because this is the focus of the show. There's this person who made a comment on my website saying that he thinks that the show is okay, Penang Hokkien, that is. And I know that with more attention that you're getting from the newspaper and all that, you know, that will be people like that. And I really am not bothered by it. The only thing that I feel like I have to do is to not let the comment, and I'll read you the comment, to not let the comment slide by without me clearing it up. It's my website. I have the obligation of clarifying what this so-called bigot is, his misinformation, you know, the wrong information that he has or lack of information that made him say something like this. On my website, he says, let me see if I can find it. He said, the program is okay, but you guys sound like Apon. Apon, I'll explain what Apon is. Apon means gay. Of course, he changed his mind later on. But from his, he just like twisted his opinion so much that I was telling people that he almost like having all his lower body inside his mouth and he's all twisted and he couldn't go anywhere. And so he was saying that you guys sound like Apon. You guys sound like gay or sissy. Are you guys Apon or what? meaning, are you guys gay or what? Well, of course, he changed his mind after that, even though he said that on there. No offend, exactly like how he wrote. No offend, but you need to sound more manly. And so that came from this person from Penang Hokkien. And I read that, and of course, I was bothered by it. It was like, oh my gosh, that's a very bigoted, that's very narrow-minded and misinformed or uneducated comment. Bigoted. And so I replied, I told him that I cannot speak for the other people on my show, but I can definitely tell you that if you mean that I sound like I am gay because I sound sissy, like a sissy, then I am gay, and it's not a secret, and I am not offended by his comment. Well, I'm not offended by his comment, but I'm more bothered I'm not personally offended, but I feel like I have the obligation of explaining how bigoted that comment was. He probably doesn't understand it. I don't think he still does, and I'll go on telling you what comes next. But I told him that there is no need for me to sound more manly, as long as I sound like myself, I wrote. What is the point of becoming someone else so that someone ignorant or some ignorant people think that you're more manly, I wrote. If you stay put, I told him, we will have more shows coming up in the future about homosexuality, and perhaps you'll learn a thing or two about it. I do hope that you'll stay because you are not the first one who has such thoughts. This is the reason why I was bothered. Well, not bothered. This is the reason why I feel like I have the need of explaining, because I know that there are more people having that same thought, but just not like that person who wrote it out. And I really commended him for writing it out. He probably doesn't know that he is being offensive. He just thinks that, oh, being a sissy can just be corrected, just like your hair color or standing up straight or something, you know? You just need to speak more manly because you're a man. And then I want the other people who thought of that same thought to not, if I don't reply him, then it would become something that's okay to some people if I don't speak up. So I chose to do so. And then I told him that he would learn more about, no, what is it? Let me see. I do hope you'll stay, blah, blah, blah. In the forum, I said people are way more ignorant about the subject of homosexuality, because in the forum, people are talking about that already, and which is part of the reason why I started the podcast. I told him that. And he replied, first things first, he said, what he wrote, first thing first, gay and apon is totally different. Now, he's trying to twist the fact that he wrote up there already. He said, a gay man might look straight. For all we know, apon or pandan in Malay is those who he was trying to be like, you know, smart ass. Well, not smart. He's trying to be smart and trying to be sounding progressive. Like, you know, first of all, I need to tell you, the gay man, hello, he needs to tell me, this big sissy, big gay person right here, hello, that gay and apon is two different things. He's going to like totally give me this attitude like, oh no, first you need to understand that being apon or sissy doesn't mean that you're gay. Huh, how many gay people are sissy act sissy, and how many straight people act sissy? So he obviously doesn't quite get it, right? And so he, at that time, was trying to twist this fact to sound more progressive. And so he says, first thing first, gay and apon are two different things. A gay man might look straight for all we know. Apon or pandan in Malay is those, are those, well, never mind, is those who, because it couldn't be is those, it would be are those or is this. Are those who likes to, well, he wrote likes, who like to dress up. This is what, let's say he, if he stopped that, okay, a gay man might look straight from what we know, blah, blah, blah. But then he continued by saying, apon is those who like to dress up and act like a girl. When they talk, their hands needs to be bent 45 degree angle and always touch people. Oh my gosh, I should post that on the on online too when I have time. I don't think I do, but I will eventually. Or I don't know, just go over to PenangHockey.com. And I don't want to tell who he is because I don't want people to bombard him with messages that it's going to hurt him personally. That's not the point, you know. I just want to make myself clear here. So he said that, and always touch people. So I think you need to separate this first, right? Telling me, like, okay, I need to separate this first, that he understands more about Apon and gay people. Apon, well, in the second post, he's talking, changing his mind to mean that Apon means a transsexual, like Becky. And so I, let's see what he says. Did I talk to him about gender too? Oh, yeah. On next message, I'll talk to him about gender identity. As anyway, I thought we can say whatever we like, as you mentioned in one of your podcasts. That would be podcasts. That's why I bother to bring up this voice issue. If criticism is not allowed, then just ignore it. Thanks and have a pleasant day ahead. So this is what his comment. So, you know, he's trying to be all progressive and you know, I know it too. You know, don't tell me. You need to know this first. You know, telling me, the sissy, that I need to know a little bit about sissy. And so I, of course, replied. I said, thanks for the comment again. No, I do not mind. And in fact, welcome criticism. But I more so welcome your opinion. I will not censor and very much happy that you brought up the subject. Because I am really happy and appreciate that he brought up the subject. He's the one that dared to write it down. Whether or not he's ignorant and then he wrote it, or whether or not he just wants to bring up the subject for discussion, that's another matter, but doesn't sound like it. And then he says, then I wrote, I think we are we don't have a word for gay people who are, which does not have any negative connotation. And I told him I have no answer to that, but being effeminate doesn't make one wants to be a woman. This is what I told him. Because, you know, he obviously was, you know, saying that we sound like a girl and therefore we want to be women. And there are those who may, which is fine. But back to the comment, I told him, if you tell me the audio is too low, the website doesn't load properly, because my website wasn't loading properly when I replied to him, then it's something that I can improve on. So asking me to be more manly to improve the quality of the show, it's almost like somebody asking a Chinese person not to have such black hair or not to have such tiny eyes. So to him, he still doesn't get it. And then I said, but seriously, I'm not offended. I very much welcome your opinion. I appreciate all that, but I just thought that I have the responsibility, especially as the owner of PenangHokkien.com, to answer when I hear comments that's based on general misconceptions or misinformed individual like him. And of course, he quickly wrote back, thanks for taking criticism, meaning taking his criticism. Anyway, I don't mean the audio is too low. Yeah, hello, I know that. That was supposed to be a little bit of a sarcasm. Hello. What I mean is the way you guys speak is too upon, too sissy, in quotation. I know it is not a problem. Here's the killer. I know this is not a problem, but what I just want to say is it would definitely be much better is a guy, I guess he means Eve, if a guy sounds like a guy and a girl sounds like a girl. P.S. Please do not link this to gay lesbian issue, as this is totally not related. Can someone tell me why the whole thing that we are sissy, but it's not related to gay and lesbian issues? I really totally don't get that. I think he doesn't get it. And so I have this long comment then replying to him about I don't want to corner him into a corner because people are starting to attack him already. And of course, it feels good that more people are... There's so many more progressive people than I thought. People from Malaysia and people who just are listeners of the show. It's like, oh yeah, sure, but what's the problem? I mean, how does it make the show better? But that's what I don't understand, why he doesn't get it. I think he just caught himself in the corner where he has no place to turn anymore. And so he becomes complete, like, twisted the fact or something. And then he caught himself, like, in this awkward position. Because what I don't get is, how does making me sound more manly would make the show any better? He doesn't get that. You know, I just say, I am who I am, take it or leave it. I said that there are several other podcasts out there that you may like that is probably going to be completely so straight about, straight sounding that you'll be utterly comfortable in the presence of. So I gave him the podshow.com link and I gave him the podcastalley.com link to ask him to go find another show. But I want him to stay. I mean, I want him because I haven't even played the gay episodes that I've recorded already. So... there was some controversial, well, not really controversial. It's just that it's something that I feel obligated to answer, because if I leave that unattended, if I don't attend to that comment that he made, then I am allowing that sort of bigotry to happen. So I don't know how I go from Malaysian anthem into this. I guess it's all a part of looking at people, racism, looking at people... different people with an open heart and open eyes. I mean, why do we have to? I told him about his world is black and white. The real world isn't. I said, if you open up your eyes, you can actually see that there are more things. There are more things in between. It's not just black and white. In his world, a girl must sound like a girl, a guy must sound like a guy, and then a guy sounding like a girl would make the guy want to be a woman. But then it's not related to the gay or lesbian issue. He is totally confused. I just think that he has caught himself in this corner and that he's got his, you know, foot in his mouth and he just couldn't move or do anything anymore. But I do want to say thank you to all of you. I know one of the listeners, at least, who stood up for me, is also a listener of this show. I want to say thank you for being brave and standing up and say something back. I really want to let this go. I don't think that attacking him is the solution, but bringing out the facts would help other people who has the same thought but never utter the word out to learn more about homosexuality, and which is really, you know, I want to have fun on at Penang Hokkien, but I also want to have a figure out there who's openly and honestly gay out there doing something good. And I definitely do hope that Penang Hokkien is something that people... I mean, I have enough emails, I have enough comments that I know that it's doing something. So thank you all for enduring my rant. I will not be posting any show again. Just to remind you again, I will not be posting any show next week because I'll be on a cruise. You'll be hearing from me if I get online, maybe either on online podcast or at our new site, which is fat.onlinepodcast.com. It's a new thing. It's a new blog that Andy and I started. We talked about that last week. Monday. And we will be doing that, you know, kind of keeping track. If I can get in, I will go in and tell you what I eat and whether or not I do any exercise, just to sort of keep track of my progress as far as losing weight is concerned. Rito, I am very disappointed that we didn't get to do a show together. And also, Ahua. Oops, sorry. That we didn't get to do a show together earlier this week. But I'm going to take some time off. You know, I get to see my parents again this coming weekend. And in fact, I'll be in Seattle by the time you listen to this, and I will probably be meeting Andrew, my fitness instructor. He's fit, I'm not. And also probably will be meeting, I don't know, Tranny Rack and what is the other one? Cliffy also, hopefully, if they are willing to drive up here to Seattle, here, there, whatever. So thank you so much for listening, and there will be no show next week. And I will be back, hopefully, by September 11th, if not, probably the 14th of September, which is a Thursday. And if you have any comments, if I can get to, I'll reply to you. If I can't, you're going to have to wait until after I come back from my vacation. And I will take lots of pictures, and I will probably block if I can't get online. So thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. And please go over to onlinepodcast.com to leave your comment, or leave me a voice message at Mai Ching Chong or 206-888-JOHN. And happy Merdeka to all the Malaysians. Happy Merdeka Day, or happy whatever is it? Merdeka Day. And don't forget to smile. Ta-da!